Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Wednesday, July 9th, 2008. The army attacks peaceful protests across the West Bank and kidnaps at least 7 civilians in pre-dawn invasions. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Hundreds of Palestinians protested on Wednesday the Israeli illegal wall being built in the West Bank. Protests were reported in Bethlehem, Tel Kerem, Qalqilya, and Ramallah. The protests were part of the activities organized by the Popular Committees Against the Wall and Settlements in the West Bank campaign, marking the fourth year after the International Court of Justice in The Hague, which deemed the Israeli wall in the West Bank is illegal on July 9, 2004. In Alin village, located near Ramallah, the Israeli army attacked the protest and injured 7 protesters. While in Deir al-Ghassan village near Tel Kerem, the army showered the civilian protesters with tear gas. At least 10 were injured from gas inhalation. Meanwhile, the Israeli army kidnapped on Tuesday at midnight, and on Wednesday morning, 7 Palestinians from different parts of the West Bank, accusing them of being on the army wanted list. 2 Palestinians were kidnapped near Nablus City, while 5 others were kidnapped from the central city of Ramallah. Moreover, Israeli forces ransacked on Wednesday Nablus City Municipality Building. Eyewitnesses reported that troops stormed the offices of the municipality. The municipality guards reported that the Israeli force confiscated some of the computers. Moreover, they blew up the accounting room. In addition, the army abused the municipality guards and forced them to stay out of the building. On Tuesday night, a group of Israeli settlers attacked several Palestinian villages near Nablus City with homemade shells. Nablus's district attorney Jamal al-Mohsin reported that 3 shells were launched between 9:30 and 10 p.m. on Tuesday night at the villages of Birin and Madma. He also added that this wasn't the first time that those villages had been attacked by settlers' missiles. The Office of Civil Defense in Birin City reported the incident, pointing out that the remains of the shells were found by an Israeli army force that came to the spot and seized them. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Taylor Bray and Hassan Benora.